The top stories on ABC News. Bill Shorten has attacked the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton over what he's described as scare tactics over border protection. The opposition leader says the coalition is rehashing an old scare campaign in accusing a potential Labor government of weakening the nation's border security system. A Melbourne jury has found three Sunni men guilty over the torching of a Shia mosque in the Melbourne suburb of Fawkner more than 2 years ago. The trio were found guilty of the burning down of the Imam Ali Islamic Centre in December 2016 and causing $1.5 million worth of damage. A serial killer convicted over the Snowtown Bodies in the Barrels murders has lost his bid to have a non-parole period set. 47-year-old Robert Joe Wagner was sentenced to life imprisonment without parole in 2003 for his role in the killings, which were committed in the 1990s. A judge today dismissed Wagner's application, saying he was a hardened killer who took pleasure in the crimes. And the White House has invoked the legal principle of executive privilege to block the release of the unredacted report by Special Counsel Robert Mueller on the Russian probe. It comes as a US congressional committee voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt over his refusal to release the uncensored report to Congress. President Donald Trump called the vote a stunt and says it's a waste of time.